All right, Mike, you're going to have your wish.
Yeah.
Time to go out to our friend, Mark Garagos. He needs no introduction. Mark,
good dude.
Thanks for joining us, my friend.
It's my pleasure, Drew, but there's what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah.
You're working,
yeah.
I'm working.
Yeah.
And our two wives are sitting, I just FaceTimed
oysters,
with them,
oysters,
sharing a glass of wine in the Hamptons.
And they, literally, that's what's happening.
Wait,
I was
going to
bring this up, but
second.
Yeah, they have a private car. They are driving through the Hamptons. Mark, you were paying for that car, I believe, because I know
Mark.
I'm not.
Mark, I don't know your
I'm
wife.
Not in the Hamptons having a glass of wine. They say, Drew, there's something, you and I are doing something wrong, or they are geniuses.
Well, I don't know your wife, Mark, but I do know Dr. Drew's wife very well. And don't act like this is surprising. What do you mean? What's wrong with this picture? We're slaving away while my that seems
yeah,
pretty normal
but
to me.
But it's the two of us simultaneously with the other two ganging up on us with impunity.
Yeah,
no
remorse, no seemingly.
No, you guys,
yeah,
you guys are getting your ears should be on fire right now because you're probably getting just
beaten up, just
unbelievably beaten by your.
No good deed goes unpunished, Mark.
Yeah,
you should know
exactly
that by
right.
now. So let's quickly, if you don't mind, I appreciate you calling. I wanted to get just your deal. I talked to Leo Terrell earlier, and he was very kind to the situation with Chris Brown, saying that you're going to make mincemeat of things, essentially.
It's beyond belief how this has transpired. I mean, and people have been giving me grief about the fact that he was Instagramming, he was doing this, he was doing that. I can't imagine what most people understand what he's gone through. He's had stalkers at his house. He's had people break into the house. He's had a home invasion robbery where his aunt, who was in the house, was actually tied up and put in the closet.
Oh.
Mind you, he's called the police numerous times in response to this, and, you know, sometimes they don't come till the next day.
Oof.
Yet some woman who is at the house who gets kicked out because she's acting crazy calls the police. Next thing you know, there's more than 50 cops, 12 criminalists. They've got the SWAT team out there, a mobile unit, and everything else. Now, mind you, I'm not going to condemn LAPD because the lead detectives who they brought in, mind you, they brought robbery homicide in, were very professional. But Jesus, this is, I mean, wouldn't you be a little frustrated at this point?
Yeah, yes. And now we're hearing that she may have tweeted that she planned to set him up, that there's a previous young man who took action against her for similar false allegations.
Yeah.
Actually took action. So it's all, Leo felt the only issue was whether or not there really was a gun. That was the only thing that needs to be sort of sorted out.
I was there. I was there before the search. Look, the LAPD was kind enough to call, tell me what the situation was. I said, you'll love this, Drew. I was actually taping Reasonable Doubt with Adam when I got the call.
Adam Carolla.
Say hello to Chris Brown.
I said, Adam, we're supposed to do two shows, but I got to go.
Chris Brown needs
so
me.
I went up there. I got there and met the detectives. They were holding, basically they had kind of surrounded the house and were holding it secured while they were getting a search warrant. So I was there the entire time the search took place. Now, there's been all kinds of things in the media, but I can tell you no guns were found in the house. No drugs were found in the house. And there was a specific piece of jewelry that was described, which supposedly, according to the accuser, was what provoked this whole incident. That jewelry was not found, recovered, or anything else as well. So all the corroborating evidence that you would normally want to see, there was none. So I can understand the frustration. Then you've got a situation where he's forced to bail out at $250,000. The bail schedule in California at most is 50 grand for an ADW, which is assault with a deadly weapon. And if there was a gun, it's another 50 on top of it, which is 100 grand. So why is his bail 2.5 times that? And, you know, this is somebody who's tried to walk the straight and narrow. And it now has come out that apparently the accuser is friends with the woman who is the mother of his child and who has just suffered a rather devastating child custody loss, that seems suspect right there.
Wow, that's another layer to this. Well,
hey, I got a real quick question. From a legal standpoint, who cares if there was a gun there?
He's a felon.
But can he not legally own a gun?
Well, that's an area where, yes, you can't possess the gun. However, there are instances where there are exceptions, and so I could get into that, but the fact was there was no gun. If he was not a felon, absolutely, he can pull the gun and say, get out of here, if she wasn't, especially if she was acting crazy.